What are we talking about today?
We are talking about...
What are we talking about? I don't know what we're talking about.
Okay. First dates?
First dates?
Like going to the beach and stuff? I don't know.
You know, I've only... I'm not good with first dates.
Okay.
First date I went on. First date, well, you know, I thought it was a date, but at the same time, I want to play it cool, because I said, let's hang out.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened was, the whole time, you know, it was great, great chemistry, great conversation. We go to the movie theater.
Right.
As we go up to pay, I stay in back of the line, she goes ahead, she gives me this weird, confused look, pays for herself, and then I go and pay after. And then I'm just awkward the whole time. And she's like, do you want to get some popcorn or something? I'm like, you know what? I'm good. If, you know, are you going to get something? And, you know, and then it just from there, it kind of...
downward slope.
Downward slope.
Yeah.
No. But she keeps trying to bring it back.
Oh,
you know, she's like, you know, making...
Was she cute?
She was real cute.
She was really all cute. All right.
And then we go... We watched Yes Man.
I mean, great movie.
Yeah. We were having fun with the trivia during the, you know, the... in the opening and everything.
Yeah, yep.
The credits, you know, we're like, Antonio Banderas, all this fun stuff. And the whole time, I felt, after not paying for it, I felt so completely awkward. Okay, there's a little backstory here. I worked at, as a lifeguard.
Oakton?
Yes.
Okay.
So, you know, we all hung out outside of work. I worked there, like, for half the summer. But, you know, made some friends. But, we started texting each other, and, so if I click that,
nope,
from there.
Wait,
oh, nope,
yeah,
nope, yep, no, it does. Yeah, it's doing does. It, but it's like two separate things.
Okay.
Okay, sorry about that. I'm cut off, but okay. Where was I? Okay, so I worked at the pool, and we started talking, and we started joking a lot. Okay, the thing about what, I don't know, I don't want to, like, say how I attract girls or whatever, but the thing is, I don't know that I attract them until the end. Until... they're not attracted to me anymore.
Ooh.
So, like, we always have these inside jokes and everything, and we'll do all this, like, whatever stuff that, like, we have together. Like, I when she first got my, I got my phone number to, I gave her my phone number, actually. She asked me for my phone number. And, I was like, you're not gonna text me, right? You're not gonna text me at, like, 2 a.m. and go, like, oh, just wondering if anyone's up. And
what?
And then we did that, and she thought it was really funny, and she's like, oh my god, I think I love you. I'm like, jokingly, of course, but I mean,
still that little, little undertone.
And, you know, I never actually texted her. She always texted me. So, this is, like, through the summer, and, like, from the time, from August till winter when school is over, she would periodically, like, text me things, and, like, it was, you know, she's like, hey, how's everything, you know, are you up, or, and, like, late at night, just to see what's going on, and the one time, I, you know, I'm, like, telling this to people, and they're just like, she really likes you.
Yeah, that's
she
like text, a direct indicator.
She texted me on Thanksgiving, and she was like,
I'm thankful
hey.
For you.
Yeah, she said.
She did?
She did
oh
say
my
that.
God.
And I'm like, oh my god, I feel so special, I feel, and it's like, yeah, me too, and then, that happened, and I didn't text her after that. And then I told this to Nick, and eventually, you know, I just kind of handed my phone to him, and he basically was like, hey, what are you doing this weekend? She's like, oh, nothing, I'm free this time. And then so we watched a movie. So we went to the movies.
Great. Is this the same girl with Yes Man?
It's the same girl. And then so we went to the movies. I picked her up. So, you know, she's like, oh, wow, thanks for picking me up. Like, all right, she's just like, she just keeps buttering me up.
Yeah.
You know, keeps showing the interest, and I just completely just fuck everything.
Crumble.
The second I didn't pay for her, like, from there, ego and my confidence went so down, it didn't matter if she started making out with me, I probably would have just been like, this isn't working out.
Yeah.
But it was so bad back home.
Oh, my.
It was the first time I ever went on a date. And then after the movie, I was like, hey, are you hungry? You know, yeah, let's go get some food.
Maybe you could pay.
No, I didn't pay for
it. Oh, you did pay for
it? No, I didn't pay for it.
Oh, my God.
We went to go to,
come on.
Dude, there's, like, perfect opportunities for everything. I didn't pay for her. I took her to, we went to, was it, not macaroni, Noodles and Company.
Ooh, that's all right. Like, little pesto kind of coffee.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. We got some food, and I didn't pay for her again. And it was awkward again, but still we had a good conversation. Still had a good time.
Because she really liked you.
Dude. You don't understand how much I thought about back on this, how good of a person she was, and like how well we got along. Yes. But anyways, you know, as we're hanging out, and this is the worst thing possible. Okay. She said she was cold. So usually when a girl says she's cold, she wants you to get closer to her, or, you know, and I was like, I looked at her with the blank stare. I was like, do you want your coat? And she's like, yeah. And it's like, aren't you cold? Like, she's like, hey, maybe if you're cold and I'm cold, we can get closer. And I was just like, no, I'm all right. I said, I was all right. And then after that, I drove her home. We gave a big hug and everything. The hug, you know, it was like a 4-second hug. Like, it was like, she's waiting for something. I don't know. End of date.
Dude. Did she still want to hang out after that?
She did. You know what I did? Didn't hang out with her. You know why? Because I felt so shitty about the whole thing that I couldn't bring myself to look at her directly in the face. And I ran into her like 4 years later at the gym.
Whatever.
And it was
then?
Like awkward as fuck. Like I was all sweaty and I was like, holy shit, she's like, what the hell? You know, and then, you know, she's like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, hey. She's like, gives me a hug. It's like, how's everything? I'm like, it's going all right. Like, oh God.
No.
I mean, I don't know how, like, like just in the, I just felt so shitty after that. And that was the first date I've ever been on.
Do you think, you still have a chance with her?
Not at all. Not at all. Dude, I don't know.
You haven't talked to her, or just she's not showing interest, or what?
No, I haven't talked to her. She I don't know, she goes to U of I.
Hey.
I don't know, huh? I mean,
Little smarty
pants, yeah. I don't know what she's doing now. Yeah. I don't know. I deleted my Facebook, so I kind of...
I saw.
Oh,
so,
you did see.
I did see.
When are you gonna delete your Facebook? Is that...
That's, I mean, like a...
Is that more... is that showing more, like, you're more of a attention whore than actually having one?
If you genuinely don't want your Facebook, I think, like, that's good just to get out of the social media for a bit. But if you are just, like, a attention-seeking person...
Okay, who writes having a bad day, sad face?
Yeah, exactly.
And you're going to...
And then expecting all the likes and comments. It's
please.
Like, oh, sweet.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it right now. Can I call you right now? No.
No, I don't want to talk. It's like, I need someone to talk to. Hey, you want me to call right now? No, I don't want to talk about it. It's like,
and then all of a sudden, and it's like a weird thing, and then someone's going to be like, oh my God, I haven't talked to you in forever. It's like, we got to hang out soon. Bye. Like, you know.
And yeah, nothing happens. It's just an attention
fucking... I've seen that so many times on Facebook. It's like annoying.
And all it is on Facebook now is just food and shitty comments and stupid memes that people don't know how to use.
Here's a terribly blurry picture of me at a concert. Lulz, I love Kendra, or what is it? Kendall, or whatever, Lamar Ken, whatever the new guy is.
Macklemore.
You know, I feel like I know that I'm old, like I'm older now because I'm out of sync with the music. Yeah. Like, I kind of felt I don't know dubstep. I don't know anything about
it. Fuck dubstep. I hate it.
Like, dude,
honestly,
like,
it's not
Skrillex.
It's like, not a good thing.
No.
It's not music. It's not enjoyable. I mean, entitled to my own opinion.
It sounds like a computer is like shutting down. Like,
it does.
Like you're like scratching a disc or something. Okay, well, how about you? What about your first date? I'll go back to this.
Honestly, man, my first date, that was not a good one. I was with Kelly. I'm sorry.
We'll leave it at that?
Yeah, let's just leave it at that. Okay. We were at an Asian restaurant, and I'm fine with that.
Was it her idea to go there, or
yes,
was it yours?
Yes, her idea.
Would it be a little bit racist if you decided to go to an Asian restaurant? Be like, hey, is your family working tonight?
She's like, wait, what?
It's like, well, what are you talking about?
But I didn't have any money, because I did not have a job as a freshman. I don't think she did either, but she got money from her parents, and I did too, actually, but...
Did you pay for her?
I did not. paid for my half of the meal, and I just sat down.
I'm not the worst person in the world.
You're not. And the best part is, we didn't have anything to talk about, really. So we sat in awkward silence with the silverware clinking against the plates.
What happens with those awkward things is you usually comment on the meal.
You have no
chemistry.
Yeah, and then you just look outside and you try to make fun of people.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically how it boils down to. So, I mean, we did that. talked about how school was going, which is the most bullshit thing. Like, who talks about school?
No one cares.
Exactly. It's like talking about work at work. Don't fucking do that.
I saw you at school. We know what happened. All right. Oh, what did so-and-so end up telling you later?
Yeah, it's like, Miss Goldman say about the new assignment? It's like, okay, dude, you already know what the assignment is.
You were in class. Oh, did you finish the term paper? Yeah? It's like, no, it doesn't matter.
And so that happened. Then we went to the park, mm-hmm. and basically we just sat down, and I eventually said, yeah, maybe it's time to take you home.
Oh.
And,
wait, did you have a car, or how did you get around?
I had to have my parents drive me.
Oh, were they with you the whole time? Or did you call them up?
No, I called them. Okay. We actually walked from...
the restaurant?
Yeah, to the park.
That's nice.
Yeah. But, that's about it. Like, that was a first relationship I've had, too. And
yeah, it lasted pretty...
Yeah,
well, I mean, I would say it lasts pretty long, right? Yeah,
because, like, I mean, your first relationship, you don't know what love is.
No, you don't.
And it was really bad. It was my first relationship. I learned from it. I learned
become a better person.
Yeah,
you learned what you learned what you like and what you don't
like,
right?
Exactly. And I didn't like her.
That's what I learned. I didn't like is like yeah, she was not a good person for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it's
she was really she's really annoying. I gotta say. Kind of controlling. And,
yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Oh my god. And you know it's creepy. It's like. You weren't completely friends with him, but you didn't completely hate him yet, Tom Phillips. And, like, that whole thing with the click and, like, he ended up, like, dating everyone's girlfriend.
Yeah. He was just,
at
like,
some point,
scumbag
the creepy guy.
Something.
Yeah. I don't like him at all. Like, yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, hey.
So, you know, to build on the first date, it took me about 2 years to go on a second date. Oh, wait, no. Actually... The following summer, I ended up going on a second date with, I ended up taking another girl out to a date. And, like, I made it a priority to improve upon the first time and not make that same mistake. So, first thing I did was I paid for her. That's why I learned to have a successful date. And you don't make a big deal about it. That's the key. So, we, you know, the only thing, I really only, whenever I meet a girl, it's always through other people. Like, I mean, not other people, but other people are usually involved in the process. Like, it's a whole, like it's an activity for everyone. Like, the first time, do we have enough time to talk about the first time, what's her name? M. Liz.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
God. Dude, horrible.
Everyone's gotta know.
Horrible.
This horrible. Is like top
horrible.
Just icing on the cake.
Okay, I will
say beautiful.
No. I will say this. I have only been with three girls. I'm not
sexually ashamed.
Sexually.
Okay.
I'm not afraid to say it. And unfortunately
sex.
None of them have really been that great. They're noteworthy, but they're not that great.
I mean, sex. It's like, come on.
I mean, I feel like you have to kind of... I wasn't into it. That's the thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, but it still feels good. It's like saying,
oh my god,
I'm not into eating, like, this great meal, okay. But... Yeah, anyway,
okay.
Continue on.
Okay, so, throughout East Prairie, or throughout grade school, just chasing after a girl pretty much, through senior... No. Well, no, I wouldn't say, like, probably... From 7th grade till, like, junior year. No. Probably even sophomore year. You know, I really wasn't... Like, I wasn't chasing her that much, but I was really into her. I asked her out one time. She said no. That was that. But, and then after, like, in high school, she kept flirting with me and, like, just, you know, all this other stuff. But the thing was, she still had a boyfriend, so I thought that was kind of
scummy. Who was the boyfriend? Oh...
That dude with the hot sister.
Oh.
Yeah, she looked like a coke whore after a while.
She did. She
still does. She still does? Oh, do you have her on Facebook?
No. But
Facebook stalking?
I've seen,
seen pictures?
No, just in general. I saw her outside.
Oh, do you like... Oh, yeah, well, I mean,
she
we all live around the neighborhood.
Costner.
Really?
Yeah. By the railroad tracks.
Of course. It's always by the railroad tracks.
Does she, broken dreams.
Does she come out in a robe and just sit out there with a cigarette? With
cigarette burns on her. She's like,
the old madam. She's just like, hey, come on in, boys. You want to see? That's how you lose your innocence. You go to her place. It's like, you want to lose it? Okay. So anyways, one night, like, this is, going into senior year, the summer, I end up going to a church function with my cousin, and I see her there. And we get to talking, and it's all fun and everything, and she's like, really? On me? And like, I'm not interested in her. That's the thing. I'm like, I wasn't interested, it didn't matter. And but I thought,
okay, so she was getting with you, trying to get with
you? At this point, I was done.
Or you were trying to get with her in East Prairie?
It was kind of back and forth.
Okay.
I asked her out one night, and she said no, and then the next day, you know what the funny thing is? That same night, she got asked out by three guys. Me, Kyle, and Andy, who she ended up hanging out. Remember?
Really?
Yeah, remember they were dating?
I did not know. I tried to erase it.
Well, that night, that she got asked out by three guys. In fact, he told me, he's like, yo, bro, if you really like her, go for it. If she said, you know, or else I'm going to do it. I'm like, he was being pretty gentlemanly about it, I gotta say, and then, you know, he just,
did it?
He did it, yeah. But, yeah, after that, I was like, alright, well, I'm done. I mean, it doesn't matter. But the thing is, I don't know what it is about girls doing this, but, like, they feel like they don't want to be a bad person, so they feel like they gotta be in contact with you after you shatter their hearts and their heart and dreams, so they're just like, oh, you know, we're still friends and all. It's like, no, you don't want to be my friend. You never liked me like that before, so why are we going to do that before? Like, the only reason I ever talk to you is because I like you that way. And, you know, after that, it just, you know?
It just fell apart. So, like, it was a kind of a losing battle, you seemed. Like, so basically, you just gave up on it until...
You have to. You have to.
Yeah.
At some point, you have to let go, which I have a hard time doing, but eventually I did, and I was like, all right, it's over.
Yeah.
But then she kept coming after me, and then that night, you know, we re-exchanged numbers because I lost it, and then that night I went on when we still used AIM.
Yeah, you know, it's good messenger. Old days. Good old days.
I was talking to people, I was talking to you, I was talking to Robbie, and then
fine Latino male.
Not that one. Not that when you
Mr. H 437 was.
Yeah, it? Yeah, my staple. But anyways. She started texting me. She's like, she started messaging me. I forgot the whole, okay. Instant messaging me. She's like, hey, you know, I was like, why didn't you ever ask me out? Or I'm like, oh, I mean, I thought you, I didn't think you were interested. The thing is, I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. Yeah, I was trying to say neutral as possible. She's like, you know, I've really liked you for a really long time. I just wondered when you were ever going to ask me out. And all this stuff, it's like, I still feel like, you know, this tonight was really, like, I really like tonight. I feel like, you know, I really like you. And I'm like, okay, this is getting weird. So, what I did was, I'm, like, freaking out. I'm like, okay, someone's pouring their feelings out to me. What do I do? So, first thing I do is, I start instant messaging Robbie. I go like, hey, so anyways, she's messaging me a lot. And she's like, I just copy-pasted it, showed him. He's like, okay, so say this to her. He's like, hey, you know, I feel... Basically, he's telling her that I feel the same way, which I was going on autopilot. I was just copy-pasting what he said and sending it on there because I didn't know what to say, and I didn't want to say that, but yeah. I did anyways. And then, the next day, we, me, Ravi, you, Eddie, and everyone hung out. And, so me and Ravi started talking about it, and then Eddie started chiming in, and basically saying, hey, you know, you gotta text her back. She really likes you. She wants you. I'm like, no, not really. But they take my phone and they do the deed. They get the texting and then, she ends up hanging out and we end up hanging out. And then, we come back to my house very quickly. As at which point, when we're all comfortable on the couch, everyone decides to leave early. We usually hang out around, you know, until 10 o'clock.
Yeah,
they left by 8. Everyone left by 8. Okay. So now it's just me and her, and we're under the covers, and so I'm just watching the movie. We're watching Madagascar, just sitting there on the couch. Very casual, you know, we're just like, yeah, this is cool. So she got her arms around me, and all of a sudden just fucking mounts me and just, like, rapes my mouth with her mouth. And,
wow. Did you like it?
First time I got kissed. So, okay. It was something.
Okay.
It was something. And I was like, okay, this is, pretty cool. And then when I was done, I was like, holy shit, I just made out with a girl. This is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And, after that, I told them, and then, told everybody, because I have to, because this is exciting. This is the first time it happened. Told you, all you guys.
It's all great. Yeah, I remember.
And that. Then we end up hanging out again, and then, it gets pretty intense. Like, this is okay, I went from making out to the next day. She just grabs my, she just comes in, we hang out, little TV, just grabs my penis, and just starts fucking just giving me, like, a crazy hand job, and I'm like, holy shit, what the fuck is going on? This is awesome. I'm like, someone else, like, in my head, like, this is like, I'm the only one who's touched my penis before. Now someone else is touching my penis. You know how, it was a sense of accomplishment when I told the doctor, I mean, when my physical, have you been sexually active? I'm like, yes, I have. But yeah. So from there, she starts making out with me, just jerking me off and, like, just fucking grinding her vagina all over me.
Wow.
With her pants on, of course. What, she was wearing, like, short shorts.
See, that sometimes hurts if it's jeans and it's just no. Penis.
She wore those, like, really...
The smooth, like,
kind of... Yeah, it was, like, short shorts. Material.
I gotcha.
And she started grinding on top of me, and then she just whispers, do you have a condom? I'm like, holy shit, already? I was thinking, this is the most exciting thing.
Yeah, man. I mean, your high school, your hormones are flaring.
It was a weird thing, because, like, you know...
Because you're like, yes, but no, but yes!
At some point, you know, I kind of feel like it's important for it to have chemistry and love and all that. There was chemistry there, but, like, I was like, I really want...
high school's a time for having fun.
I don't care. Fuck. Well, I didn't like her. I just didn't like her. Like, I wasn't interested. I was interested in the situation. I wasn't interested in her at all. And, you know, it was just very mechanical, honestly. Like, I told you guys that she asked if I had a condom. I said no. Within, like, 30 minutes, you guys come back with a box of condoms. It's like, here you go. You're welcome. And I tell it, and the next day I hang out there, same thing happens, which we're watching The Wedding Date in my bedroom, blasting it on high. At least it wasn't
Wedding Crashers. We have to watch a movie. Like, it's a staple of our friendship that we watch Wedding Crashers.
Keeping it together.
Yep.
Anything with the wedding.
A couple of stogies.
So, where was I? Yeah, okay, so...
Wedding planner.
Yeah, watching Wedding Planner. Start getting into it again, of course, and then she just fucking goes, like, so do you have condom? Like, the next day. So she expects me to have bought condom. So I'm like, oh, yeah. I was very excited, but it was kind of like, do you have condoms? I'm like, of course. Yeah, I wanted to be honest. I was like, yes, I have condoms. So I brought it out. She immediately grabbed me, put it on me, like, very controlling, I have to say.
Okay. I mean, just I like
fucking,
that.
Like, yeah. She grabs my penis and just, like, guides it to her vagina.
Well.
I was like, I know where, I feel like I have a good idea where to put this in my head, but, you know, of course I don't say that. I'm like, okay, this is happening. And then she just, I start going at it. I'm like, okay, this is pretty cool. And then she just starts, like she's having a seizure. I'm like, is this the first time? Okay, like, my only, like, I've only watched horns to really get an idea of what sex looks like. So, like, she's just, like, eyes closed, like, weird, like, breathing, and just fucking, like, then she's like, fuck me harder. I'm like, holy shit.
Like, really happening.
Yeah, so that I'm like, my arms, see, this is, like, first time. So I don't know if there's any, like, planning.
You were just,
planning going ahead in this. Yeah, you know, just kind of thrusting in there like that. Yeah. And then there's no, like, I didn't know what I was doing. And then I was just like, my arms were getting tired, so I thought, like, do you need to do a certain way? Because, of course, I'm not going to do it like I'm doing the porns, because I know that's not the right way, but that's my expectation.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what to do, because I don't want to ruin having sex for the first time by just stopping.
Yeah.
So I'm like, do you want to get on top? And she's like, sure. So she gets on top, and she's basically standing, hovering over my dick for, like, a minute. I'm just like, can you just get down on it? She's just, like, playing with herself. I'm like, just sit on it. So she does, and then she just, like, just sits on it, and just, I'm like, okay. So, like, I pull her forward and just start doing it, and it just gets become, like, this weird thing, and...
It's, yeah.
Yeah, and that happened twice, within, like, an hour, because, like, it just didn't...
Refractory period that you
Yeah, because it was really weird, and, like, you just, like, I mean, I just was not attracted to her at all. Like, I mean, there's no disrespect, you know, she's a lovely person, just, not my cup of tea, but she's a very lovely person, you know, she's... Had a lot of boyfriends, so obviously she has something going on for her. But that was the first time I ever That's the first time. And the funny thing is, you know, after that, I felt so guilty for some reason. Like, she kind of, like, she just looked like she was so, well, obviously she had sex with me, so she was very into me. And I was just like, as I was walking her home, I was like, so do you want to, like, I don't know, go out or something? That's what I said. And she's like, do you mean, like, do you want me to be your girlfriend? I'm like, I guess so. So she says yes, and then, after about a week of her texting me and calling me, telling me how much she loves me and how, oh, no, no, she didn't say love. No, 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 she doesn't say how much she misses me. And she's like, the next day, she's like, you should come over and make breakfast for me. Hey, what? Do you want to meet some people? Would you be okay with meeting some people?
Yeah, I'm don't like that. What? I don't like meeting new people.
Right
like,
away, like that.
Yeah, right away.
I don't even know you.
At least, like, 6 months of just...
Ugh.
Because I gotta know the person first before I know her fucking friends and...
Well, I mean, yeah, we all went to school together, basically, so I know.
Okay.
But I think it was, like, just, her cousins and
yeah,
everything.
Yeah,
like,
I don't
weird,
like that.
Fucking weird. I mean, I just... You know, I'll admit, I was shitty about it, but I don't care.
It's high school, whatever.
I mean, if you don't like, it's just easier that way just to say no.
If you don't like it, then just shut up.
And that was basically. That was the first time, and then, funny enough, the second time I did was a threesome. So,
you told me about that.
Upgrade.
Very big upgrade.
Yeah.
Never had one.
Never had one?
Nope.
I mean, honestly, I don't think I did it right. We were really drunk, and halfway through, a certain someone decided that she wanted to go somewhere else, and I was like, okay, I guess yeah, I gotta drive her.
It's just a two conflicting things right
two
there.
Two conflicting just, things. Next day, everyone was...
That right there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Roommates. And then the next day, she, you know, shit blew up in my face.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, hey... What about, Katie? I've got an opportunity
Dude.
For a second threesome. You want to be friends?
Want to tell them the story, or should I?
You can go for it.
All right, I didn't even talk for a while. So yeah, it all started basically. There's a certain customer that came in the store, and, she immediately became interested in Matt.
No.
Yeah, yeah. No. And over time,
four.
She found out that I was my brother's brother.
I told you that.
Yeah, you told me that, and or you told her that,
well,
which
I mean,
ruined stuff.
I just
so she became interested in me too, and it built up. She kept. She actually texted Matt a picture.
Dude, fuck that.
And of her in a black dress.
She said she was sending it to her ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, and she kept texting Matt. She said, "Why won't you respond? Do you really like this?" And she wanted him to change that picture what was it? Her contact info?
Yeah, like as her caller ID.
As her caller
like,
ID, yeah.
I had never responded to her.
That was disgusting.
Because I feel like if I responded, that'd show that I'm noticing her, and I didn't want that as anything. Because obviously, noticing her means I'm interested in her automatically.
Yeah. And I even said I had a girlfriend. So, and she gave me her number. She wrote it on one of our business cards, handed it to me.
Brownies.
She also made me brownies, which I threw out immediately.
It's crazy.
And it turns out, basically, she said to me, she said, you, Matt, and I should hang out sometime. It would be really fun. Like, I forget what she said, but she basically implied that we should have a threesome.
Okay, you know how we came to, how I would come to this conclusion, the fact that she talks about sex very a lot and openly, and, she, you know, the way she said it kind of implied... I mean, I feel like I could see a threesome coming a mile away. No, but that was really creepy. That was so creepy how she just kind of came
good.
On that.
Not good at all.
Came all over the place. Would you?
No, not at all.
She had, like, She
just like dreadlocks, just down to her knees, and it's just tangled in her back hair.
Oh my gosh, she looks crazy, and she is crazy, and
she is.
She keeps talking about two things she talks about all the time: her fiance and cats. And
so, like right there, that's just like crazy.
That's already a crazy person. I mean, if your conversation opener is your cat,
you're not a good person.
You're not a good person. No, I think you can be a good person. I just think it's you're implying that I don't want to hang out with you ever.
Yeah.
That's basically what I'm hearing from you if you say that your first thing is about your cats. It's like, oh yeah, he's so funny.
Cats are more important than
he's so silly sometimes, I feel like he's people's.
Yeah, he's not a person. He's a fucking animal.
They're pretentious homeless people. They loaf around the house, expect things, and do nothing. They just lay there. Dogs, I mean, they're more responsibility.
Yeah, they're more responsibility, as but they're at least, like,
as far as animals go, I think that,
they like you.
I don't know.
In a way.
I feel like you need an animal before you have a kid, basically. Yeah. You just need no responsibility.
Yeah. Just like Psych. Isn't that Lassiter, puppy?
Do you think that's like, it's not like a set thing, but it's kind of how it goes. First you get a goldfish, you learn about responsibility, you learn how things die, and then you get hamsters, gerbils, you get the rodents.
Yes, you.
And you build up, and then maybe, you know, you settle on a bunny, you know, and then maybe you get a cat or a dog or everything that shows the big responsibility, and then at 16 you get pregnant.
Wow.
And then you realize your life
that escalated quickly.
That's what happens.
Unless you have miscarriage.
Ooh.
I'm sorry.
Is that a blessing in disguise? I think if you're 16,
I mean, honestly,
I think it's a good thing.
It'd be the best thing ever.
If you're not capable of taking care of a child and yourself, I mean, you shouldn't have a kid. There should be, like, an IQ test, because there's so many stupid parents. Did you hear about that one woman who's, she sold her kid for, Beyonce tickets, was it?
Yep.
Yeah, I saw that on the, Yahoo page.
Mm-hmm.
She sold her kid for, Beyonce tickets, and now she's arrested.
Good.
Did they find the kid? Or, I mean, did she, like, did she kind of fish around? She's like, I'll give you my kid, and then, like, the police got hold of it? Or did, like...
I don't know.
Did they find this out days later, like the neighbors and faculty members at the school? Hopefully she's
The faculty members at the school.
Yeah, is Shaquanje, why isn't she in her class, her intermediate algebra, or intermediate math plus or minus?
Intermediate, supplementary addition.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying being black, you're not into, I'm just saying that the fact that you're dumb enough to sell your daughter for Beyonce tickets
is ridiculous. That just indicates a lower IQ than...
Not only that, did she get the money or the tickets?
I think the tickets.
The tickets?
Which is even worse.
Aren't Beyonce tickets usually, like, sold out? I don't know how that goes. People like Beyonce.
I don't know. Whatever.
She's part of Illuminati. We all know that. You know that, right? They got the eye and everything? It's like the... There's Jay-Z. There's Kanye.
Okay.
There's Rihanna.
Okay.
And then there's, Beyonce.
Okay. Enthused.
You're not enthused?
Yeah.
No, but I mean, okay, I'm not saying they are part of it, but, like, they kind of come out as a little culty, and their videos are usually black and white. Oh, yeah. There's always references to skulls. They're always doing the same thing with their eyes.
Yeah.
You know, they're showing that eye there, and then, like, fucking Jay-Z is always talking about running the world and everything. I mean, I feel
kind of
like
an indicator.
He does. Well, all rappers want to run the world, don't they? It's like, if I rule the world for a day. You don't hear any rock songs about that. They're just like, talk about jungles and shit.
Yeah.
They're like, they're very, I mean, I feel like they're very, like, precautionary. They're like telling you things are going to happen. It's like, stairway to heaven. It's like, there's a stairway to heaven.
Highway to
hell. There's a, welcome to the jungle.
Yeah.
You know? They're letting you, they're giving you a little, like, little example. A little synopsis of what's going to happen. What are you doing with your fingers?
No, you know how you...
Oh, yeah, you know what? You could actually see clear, right? Or something like...
Because
it's like,
all the light concentrates in one area?
Yeah, if you, like, pinch both your thumb and your index finger together on both hands, and you pinch those together, it's like the light concentrates... You know what? I realized that when I was, like, looking through my... you know you have those blankets that have, like, the holes in it and everything? When you look through the really tiny holes, like, everything becomes clear. Like, without my glasses, I have a -7.
Holy shit!
I have a -7, and, like, when I put my fingers up to, like, the little... Like, when I do that, like, I have perfect vision. It becomes perfect.
Because all the light concentrates through there. It's just... That's what nearsightedness is. Like, when you don't have enough light coming in, and it doesn't, I forget. I have to look it up, but... It's just interesting how the eye works.
Yeah. Oh my god, yeah, sideways. Okay, well, we gotta get going, right?
Yeah.
Alright,
shopping for Mother's Day.
We tried it out. We'll see how this works out.
Hopefully you listeners will,
appreciate
it. Come and appreciate it. Like, we're trying. Like, we'll get it as time goes on, we're trying to appeal to you. Leave a couple comments, maybe tell us what to talk about next.
Do you know what? I think you know how to tell the Katie girl to leave us alone.
Hit her.
I'm gonna tell her. I should text her. Just. Okay. I fuck guys.
Yeah.
Like if I just text her that, she'll leave me alone, right?
Yeah.
First of all, that shows that there's no way I could be sexually attracted to her for the fact that I'm only into guys. And when I say I fuck guys, it's kind of like it's a little jab at her. She's like, she's a woman. I don't fuck mm-hmm. with that.
Mm-hmm.
Either that or I would just say, what is it? You do that little symbol where you say slash unsubscribe and then I'll just block her. Just be like, that's it. Because she's like texting that she misses us mm-hmm. guys and I don't want that. And she's going to come in your room at night and come on your chest.
Yeah, I don't like